Indians play right here. Welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network and the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. Sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty and RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health and Baptist Ortho Now, the City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care.
Everyone, and welcome to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network and the RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. Just a few minutes away from tip-off here as the Lady Indians get ready to take on the Emory County Panthers. I'm Mitch Petrie. Alongside me is Chandler Ward, and we've got a good one in store for you tonight. These teams just faced off just 2 weeks ago with both the boys and girls getting the win against Emory County at their place, but this time it's a different scene. It's here in the Wetumpka competition. Gym, and we're just a few minutes away from tip-off. Chandler, before we get things going here tonight, what are your keys to the game presented by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty?
Well, for number one, Mitch, I'm going to have to go with defensive efficiency. You know, I want to see some full court press. I want to see some knees bent, back straight, head up defense, as Coach Rogers would tell you. And I just want these Lady Indians to play their A game tonight. Secondly, I'm going to have to go with setting some screens to set up some easy plays, some easy buckets here. You know, you don't see a lot of that coming from the Lady Indians, and some more screens, some more picks and whatnot would really set up a good play and a lot of easy buckets and an easy win for the Indians tonight.
Well, I completely agree with you on that front. Don't necessarily see a lot of screens coming from this Lady Indians team, but they haven't necessarily needed those screens, but definitely could be a way to get some open looks in that low paint. Think of Queen Ballard and Logan Banks, two of the leading scorers for this Lady Indians team, and looking to see what they can get done out on the hardwood tonight. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be time for your starting lineups presented by First Community Bank as we get ready for tip-off on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wetumpka competition gym here in Wetumpka, Alabama, as the Indians get ready to take on the Elmore County Panthers, just a few minutes away from tip-off here. But before we get things underway, we'll take a quick break as they get ready.
Wetumpka High School, tonight we present ladies' action, and it's against the
I believe the national anthem here in a second. Just waiting for the PA announcer to get things underway. We'll let you take a listen, and when we come back, it'll be time for your starting lineups presented by First Community Bank. Well, that was the national anthem, folks. Hope you enjoyed. I know I sure always enjoy hearing our nation's anthem. As we get ready to get things underway, and they're introducing the Lady Indians out on the court, your starting five presented by First Community Bank. Starting at the guard position, it'll be number 2, Aaliyah Humphrey. Also as a guard, the freshman Maya Richardson, wearing number 10, will be out there to join her in the backcourt. Small forward Layla Culpepper will get the start at the 3 spot, and at number the 4 spot, Logan Banks, wearing number 20 tonight, the sophomore, will get her 9th start of the season. And bringing things home at the 5, it'll be number 44, Queen Ballard, the senior and fresh transfer over from Coosa Central, playing her first season with the Indians. Indians come into the Lady Indians come into this one with a 7-2 record and coming off a 3-game win streak, looking to make it 4 here tonight. Indians were in action earlier this week, and they faced off and got a dominating win over a River Region foe, much like tonight in Tallahassee. A couple of Indians in double-digit points in that one. Logan Banks and Queen Ballard, both with 14 and 15 points respectively, well into the double figures, and scoring almost half of their points in the paint were the Lady Indians in that game against Tallahassee. But as we get things underway, Chandler, any final thoughts before we get this one started?
Super excited to see what these Lady Indians have in store for us tonight, as well as the Elmore County Panthers. I'd love to see a good game tonight, some great defense, and a well-respected game here.
Absolutely. They're introducing this starting lineups on the floor. Just 2 more players to go. Aaliyah Humphrey running between the cheerleaders and some of her teammates now, and bringing things home was Maya Richardson. She's still sitting on the bench, about to pop up, and she'll head out onto the floor, have a nice little handshake with Zaria Peak, and we're about ready to get things underway. Get your starting five for the Elmore County Panthers here in just a few moments. Waiting to see who takes the court for them tonight. Elmore County comes into this game at 3-2, not having played as many games as the Indians. Kind of the story of the Tallahassee game as well. They had only played 1 game before playing against the Indians on Tuesday night. Hear the war chants going on in the background as we get things ready to go underway. Your five out there for the Elmore County Panthers are number 3, Addie Stevenson, number 4, Addison Hicks, number 13, Addie Patterson, number 12, Raven Barris, and bringing it home wearing number 21 is Denisha Johnson. Ready to get this one underway. And Elmore County Panthers win the tip-off, and it finds its way into the hands of Barris. And Layla Culpepper gets a nice steal, trying to do it all herself. That layup a little bit too strong, goes off the glass. Aaliyah Humphrey grabs the miss, not able to get it to go. But another second chance coming for Queen Ballard. This time she lays it up and in, does Queen Ballard. And Indians get off to a 2-0 lead here to start this one.
Great way to use that mess up by the Elmore County Panthers on Layla Culpepper's part to get them an easy bucket to start it off.
Some good ball movement here from the Lady Panthers, but it was stolen. Well, they'll call it a jump ball, but it was tied up by Maya Richardson as Raven Barris was working in that low post for the Elmore County Panthers, having just lost that opening tip-off. Indians will get the rock, and about to inbound it is Aaliyah Humphrey, and she does into Richardson. Richardson will bring the ball across half court now, and she'll pass it over to Humphrey on the wing. Back to Richardson at the top of the key, and now into the hands of Layla Culpepper. Fires cross court for Aaliyah Humphrey. 5-foot floater wouldn't go that time, but second chance points again coming for Queen Ballard. She's got all 4 of the Indians points as they take a quick lead in this one. Panthers working the other way now. Out on that far corner is Addison Hicks. She was looking for Cherish Foy in the backcourt, but wasn't able to get it. It was stolen by Layla Culpepper. Layla Culpepper into the hands of Richardson. A little step back 3 and off the mark that time. Rebound goes off of the hands of Queen Ballard and out of bounds, and Elmore County Panthers will have it coming the other way.
And once again, great way of just using that the Panthers mess up there by Layla Culpepper just to once again take another easy one down the court, but sadly couldn't get a score there.
Yeah, great vision by Layla Culpepper to intercept that pass. Was a few feet off of it, saw exactly where it was coming as the Panthers find an open woman in the corner. Addison Hicks 3 was off the mark and falls into the hands of Queen Ballard. Ballard was looking for Logan Banks and laughing a little bit as a small miscommunication leads to a turnover there on the Indians, and Elmore County Panthers will take advantage of the Indians' mistake. Getting ready to inbound this one is Addie Patterson, and she does into the hands of Cherish Foy. Foy is guarded by Layla Culpepper, driving. She picks up her dribble on the wing, and as she was looking for somewhere to go with it, Humphrey comes over and helps out and forces the travel and a turnover on the Elmore County Panthers. Humphrey inbounds it into the hands of Richardson, and Richardson gave it back to Humphrey on the wing. Standing just in front of the half-court line was Humphrey. Passing back and forth are her and Richardson, and she'll give it over to Culpepper. Culpepper back to Humphrey at the top of the key. Passes to Logan Banks at the free throw line. Two dribbles and an 8-foot floater for Banks. A little bit off the mark there, and will roll out of bounds, and Panthers will get ready to inbound this one. Panthers working the other way now, but Lady Indians in a full-court press as Addie Patterson's pass was tipped in the air by Maya Richardson, but the Panthers will stick with it. But this time, Layla Culpepper does successfully intercept the pass. Lost the dribble there for a second, but a good save, and saves it to Logan Banks, who lays it up and in. An easy two-pointer for Logan Banks, and good ball movement there from the Indians to find that open woman.
And Layla Culpepper, once again, has just the eyes of a hawk, tracking down the ball and taking it for the third time in just 3 minutes.
As a cross-court pass finds its way into the hands of Addie Patterson, and the Elmore County Panthers will take a quick timeout. Just 2.5 minutes expired in this first quarter, and we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, it'll be time for the rest of the first quarter.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Welcome back to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, and Lady Panthers getting ready to inbound this one, and they successfully do. It's a cross-court pass into the hands of Addie Stevenson. Passing around the top of the key now are the Panthers. Double team and trapped in the corner, forcing a turnover into the hands of Queen Ballard, who quickly gives it into the hands of Humphrey. Humphrey looks back at Coach Harry Winchester looking for a play, and she gets it. Passes it out on the wing to Maya Richardson. Richardson will pick up her dribble, pass it back to Humphrey. Humphrey over to Culpepper. Culpepper picks up her dribble back into the hands of Humphrey. Lady Indians taking these a little bit slowly, trying to find an open woman, and they do, out of the hands of Queen Ballard and into the hands of Richardson, who fires a three and right down the hatch. Indians lead it 9-0.
Great shot there by Richardson. She's always going to be someone you want to look for when you don't really know where to go, and she's always going to be wide open on that three, ready to fire.
As Leah Humphrey was trying to pick off that pass from the Elmore County Panthers, not able to corral it, though. It'll trickle out of bounds, and Panthers will have to inbound this one. Looking for a woman is Addie Patterson. She'll fire it across the court and almost a backcourt violation, and she did. Just as she did, she was on her toes, was Addie Stevenson, and her heel just slowly spins around and hits that half-court line, and it'll be an over-and-back violation and a turnover on the Panthers. Humphrey will inbound this one over to Maya Richardson. Richardson gives it right back to Humphrey, and Humphrey sends it to the midcourt logo and direct a little bit of traffic. She gives it back to Richardson, and Richardson gives it back to Humphrey and into Culpepper's hands, back to Humphrey. And Logan Banks catches the ball at the free throw line, picks up her dribble, and passes back out on to the top of the key in Layla Culpepper. Humphrey was trying to drive down low, lost the ball, but it finds its way into the hands of Queen Ballard, who lays it up and in for the Indians. She's already got six, as the Indians take an 11-0 lead with 3 minutes and 47 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. And that pass finds its way into the hands of Maya Richardson, and Richardson lost her dribble on the way down trying to make something happen on the fast break, but it is a turnover on the Lady Indians, and Panthers will get ready to inbound this one. And they do so. Stevenson gives it into the hands of Foy. Foy gives it over now to Addie Patterson. And in that low corner is Lily Gill trying to drive inside, but a little five-foot floater off the mark for her. And rebound goes to Maya Richardson. Richardson finds Culpepper in the corner, a deep two, and off the mark, just a little bit short off the front of the iron that time. Rebound goes into the hands of Marley Hicks. And Hicks was driving right as she brought the ball across midcourt. Aaliyah Humphrey poked that ball out of bounds, and Panthers will get ready to inbound this one. Indians lead it 11-0. They've gotten off to a pretty quick start here. If you're the Elmore County Panthers, Chandler, how do you get back into this one?
Well, Mitch, I think they got to start playing a little bit of a press here. They're kind of easing off on the defense, and it's not really working for them. You know, in the past game, they did the same, and it didn't work too well. So they need to start pressing up, playing a lot more aggressive without fouling.
And there was some really good defense, as we're talking about it, from the Lady Indians. Maya Richardson was all over in the face of Lily Gill, who passed it to her teammate, not able to hang on to it, and Panthers will get ready to inbound this one. That time it was off the hands of Marley Hicks. Patterson's going to inbound this one, and it finds its way after a few passes into the hands of Foy. Now it's Hicks, and she gives it back to Stevenson and over to Foy. Some good ball movement here from the Lady Panthers, but not able to find an open shot, looking for the first points of the game as that floater off the mark from Lily Gill, and Humphrey will bring it across now. Lexi Smith has checked into the game, getting her first minutes in this one. Pulls a three from 2 feet beyond the arc, not able to get it down that time, and rebound goes into the hands of the Raven Barris of the Elmore County Panthers.
I have a feeling these Indians will be looking at Smith a lot this game, given that she wasn't too hot last game on the threes, but I have a feeling she's going to be doing pretty well tonight.
As the Indians get a double team trap in the corner on Foy, but she finds an open woman to get out of it. Tough bucket there from Lily Gill, a little five-foot floater over the outstretched arms of Logan Banks, and Elmore County Panthers finally on the board. Indians lead it 11-2. Richardson with the ball now, standing in half court, and she'll give it over to Humphrey out on that far wing. Humphrey was directing traffic a little bit and gave it to Layla Culpepper, a little underhand shovel pass into the hands of Humphrey, off the mark that time, and rebound out of bounds off the hands of Logan Banks. Queen Ballard getting ready to check into the game, and Logan Banks will take a quick break in this one. Elmore County Panthers getting ready to inbound the ball now, and they do. It's once again at Cherish Foy, the woman handling the ball primarily for the Elmore County Panthers. Marley Hicks with the ball now, being guarded tightly by Maya Richardson, and she'll pass a high arcing pass over to Foy. Catch and shoot three, a really high arcing shot there from Foy, but it falls down through the hatch and cutting the Indians' lead to 6, a minute and 30 seconds here to play in quarter number one.
Very high arc there from Foy, almost touching the ceiling.
A little bit of a moonshot there, but it still went down the hatch for the Elmore County Panthers. Richardson gets the pass from Queen Ballard at the top of the key. And some good ball movement here from the Indians. They'll find Queen Ballard down low. And they'll call a jump ball as Queen Ballard was trying to go up in the air. And forcing that jump ball was Addison Hicks of the Elmore County Panthers. Indians steal with a 6-point lead, came out of the gates pretty hot, 11-0. They led at one point, but Panthers showing signs of life and starting to get back into this one as Aaliyah Humphrey steals the ball and trying to do it all herself, not able to that time, had a little bit of contact on the shot, but Indians get the rebound, and Queen Ballard was the one who wrangled the rebound, but we'll get a whistle here from the officials. And they'll get Addison Hicks of the Elmore County Panthers for the holding call there for her first foul of the night.
Marley Hicks for the Panther kind of grabbing at her face there. I think when the Indians tried to steal the ball, they kind of hit her in the face and it went unnoticed.
And a corner three from Lexi Smith, a little bit too strong there, sailed it over the iron, and it'll trickle on out of bounds. And Panthers will have possession of the ball now. 48.4 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. Indians still with a six-point lead. A little bit off to a little bit of a slow start here, but Indians trying to find their stride. They have so defensively as Lexi Smith steals a pass, trying to do it all herself. Spin move, but it was blocked on the shot by Cherish Foy. Good display of athleticism there from Foy, who chased down Lexi Smith and was able to catch up and not allow her to get the shot off. As they were working the other way, the Elmore County Panthers, Addie Stevenson, passed it out of bounds. She was looking for Lily Gill down in that low post. Two bounces and trickled on out of bounds. So a turnover on the Elmore County Panthers. Indians with it now, and Maya Richardson crosses half court with 20 seconds left to go in this one. Have to think the Indians will take their time a little bit here and try to find an open look, but also get the last possession of this quarter. Richardson drives inside, 12-foot floater, bank shot, and down home.
Great look from Richardson there.
It was four seconds left on the clock as the Indians lead it 13-5. Half-court shot from Foy, and that was close to going in. Just hit the back iron. Indians lead it by 8 after 1. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagen. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there.
Second quarter action now. Indians with a 13-5 lead, and they'll get the ball to start this period, and it's Aaliyah Humphrey into the hands of Culpepper now, finding Queen Ballard in that low post, shot off the mark, and rebound goes into the hands of the Panthers. Panthers working with it the other way now, and we get a blow from the officials. It'd be an offensive foul. I believe that was an illegal screen on the play. We'll wait to see who that was on. It was on Addie Stevenson. She'll pick up her first foul of the night. Humphrey gets the inbound from Lexi Smith. Your five out there for the Indians. All Culpepper, Banks, Ballard, Smith, and Humphrey. As Smith finds Queen Ballard in the low post, she's wrestling with it a little bit, but the ball gets tied up again by Addison Hicks. That's the second time she's forced a jump ball early in this one. Just 34 seconds expired here in this first quarter. Possession arrow points the way of the Elmore County Panthers, so they'll get this one. Coach Harry Winchester will take her first timeout of the contest. Both teams having used one timeout now. But, you know, Chandler, you saw the Indians come out, get off to a little bit of a quick start, but then kind of struggled a little bit, a couple of costly turnovers, a couple of missed shots there. How do you kind of get things back rolling and find your stride like you had at the beginning of this game?
Well, the Indians are playing really well on this passing game, although a couple turnovers have been seen, like you said. As long as they keep passing and finding those easy looks, they've got this one in the bag, Mitch. Now, I will admit, though, they are kind of lacking on that defense, as I was talking about earlier, that I'd like to see, but hopefully they'll step that up, only having two players on this full court press.
Well, Elmore County Panthers struggling to get the ball across court. Indians came out in the full court press, and they forced the ball to go out of bounds, but it'll say it's the last touch by Queen Ballard. So a cross court inbound will come out into the hands of Addie Stevenson, being guarded tightly by Layla Culpepper, and a steal from Lexi Smith. Nobody home in front of her. She lays it up and in, and going coast to coast was Lexi Smith. She gets her first points in this one.
Great look there by Smith, just noticing an easy steal there and taking it for an easy bucket.
The Elmore County Panthers were completely shocked that she was even there as they turned the ball over again into the hands of Humphrey. And Queen Ballard went up for the shot. That was a great find down low from Lexi Smith. But before she can get the shot off, she'll get fouled, and she'll head to the line, shooting her first free throws of this one and the Indians' first free throws of the night as well. Indians have done a pretty good job of drawing contact and drawing fouls on the shot all season long. Queen Ballard's already got 6 of the Indians' 15 points. As her first free throw is off the mark, and she'll try to hit a little bit of a redemption shot here on this second free throw. A few dribbles for Queen Ballard. And second free throw coming now. This one a little bit too strong off the back of the iron. Logan Banks had a chance at the rebound, but just off the tips of her fingers. And Elmore County Panthers will come down with it. Addison Hicks was looking for one of her teammates, but Leah Humphrey jumped in front of that one, pokes the ball out of bounds, but not able to save it were any of the Indians. So Elmore County Panthers will have to inbound it again, and they do. Ball in the hands of Addie Patterson now, and she'll pass down low into Marley Hicks' hands. But Marley Hicks had her shot blocked by Leah Humphrey, and as Humphrey tried to save it from going out of bounds, her toe will catch the baseline, and the Elmore County Panthers get ready to inbound it from below their own basket. Good bounce pass on the inbound, but it was poked out and stolen by the Indians. Lexi Smith coming the other way. Tough layup, and she wasn't able to get it to go. And a couple of players touched it after the rebound, but it'll trickle out of bounds. Last touch by the Indians.
Indians are playing really well off these miscues that the Panthers are making with a lot of just outlet passes and making their way down. But I feel like they need to wait maybe just a little bit. They're going up on two defenders, and it's not working in their favor.
Well, Indians have a double-digit lead, and working down low was Addison Hicks, but Queen Ballard stays strong in that low post, blocks her shot, and a great move there from Queen Ballard. Really good job to stay upright and not give a foul. Humphrey gave the ball to Culpepper, and Culpepper gives it back to Humphrey. And Lexi Smith, deep three, nothing but net that time. Wow, what a shot from Lexi Smith, sent about 4 or 5 feet beyond the arc there. And Indians with a 13-point lead now. Ooh, Aaliyah Humphrey and Addison Hicks collide right on the sideline on that far wing right there. Both of them were chasing for the loose ball, and they'll say the Indians last touch it, but good to see neither one is too shaken up. Get a couple of substitutions here for the Elmore County Panthers as Raven Barris and Marley Hicks will come out of the game, and coming in to the game is Addie Stevenson for the Elmore County Panthers and Jayla Wagner as well. And it's the same story off the Indians' hands, and Panthers will get ready to inbound this one again. And loose ball on the floor now. Lexi Smith had a chance at it, but Elmore County recovers, and a three coming out of the hands of Stevenson off the mark. And doesn't hit anything except the floor on the way down. And Leah Humphrey has it now. She's taking her time. And she finally crosses half court, avoiding the 8-second violation. Lexi Smith from the same spot shot a thought about the three. And she'll give it to Leah Humphrey, who does fire it this time off the mark. But a good rebound and second chance points from Queen Ballard. She's the Indians' leading scorer so far. She's got 8 tonight as they take a 15-point lead. And Maya Richardson steals that pass, gets fouled on the shot. It won't go down, but 2 chances at the charity stripe coming for Maya Richardson.
Close to an and-one there for Richardson, but just couldn't get it to roll in.
Al, that's a tough shot. You're coming, all your momentum is carrying you not just towards the baseline, but also away from the basket there. A little bit of a reverse layup, wasn't able to go. First free throw a little bit strong off the mark, hits the back iron. And second one coming for Maya Richardson. And neither one will go down for Richardson. Indians 0-4 from the free throw line here tonight. And Cherish Floyd with the ball now for the Panthers. She'll pass it into the hands of Stevenson. And they'll get Jayla Wagner on the travel. She got the pass from Addie Stevenson in that low corner there, but picks up her dribble and has that pivot foot slide a little bit, and it'll be a turnover and a travel on the Elmore County Panthers. Humphrey inbounds the ball to Richardson. Richardson will give it right back to Humphrey. Humphrey fakes the step inside and gives it to Logan Banks, who gives it right back and back into the hands of Logan Banks. There was a two-woman show there on that trip, but not able to get anything from it. And charging with some authority was Cherish Foy, but not able to get the shot off. She'll get fouled on her way out of bounds, and they'll say that one goes against Lexi Smith. That's Smith's first foul of the contest.
Great sportsmanship there from Aaliyah Humphrey to make sure to pick up Foy after getting knocked down.
You love to see that, helping the opposing team back up off the floor. Indians with a 15-point lead, and it'll force the Panthers to take their second timeout. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
And the inbound was stolen by Lexi Smith. Tries to go coast-to-coast with it. Not able to, but a couple of rebounds here for the Indians. And Aaliyah Humphrey's pass will get stolen by Addie Stevenson. And Lexi Smith comes up with another steal. She'll pass it into Maya Richardson's hands. Richardson thought about the layup, but she'll bring it back out beyond the arc and pass it over to Aaliyah Humphrey. Humphrey working her way back, standing at the half-court logo, and passes to Logan Banks in that low post. They'll get an offensive foul on Logan Banks there. Call a charge on the play. And it'll be a turnover on the Indians.
Banks looking a little bit questionable about that call there. Assuming that she didn't think that player planted her feet, but ref will say otherwise.
Also checked into the game now for the Lady Indians is Madison McDade, wearing jersey number 30 tonight.
Not too sure what happened there with Cherish Foy, but seems to have slipped on either the court or over her own shoe, and that'll be a travel Indians ball.
A little bit of luck going here to the Indians tonight. Humphrey get ready to inbound this one into the hands of Richardson. Richardson passes it to Banks standing at the free throw line. Banks dribble driving down low, and she'll get fouled on the shot there, and she'll head to the charity stripe. Looking to turn things around at the free throw line are the Indians. They have not made a free throw, not been successful on any of their four trips to the line tonight. Two trips, but four attempts. First one coming at the charity stripe for Logan Banks, and drills it, does Logan Banks. Your five out there for the Indians are McDade, Humphrey, Richardson, Banks, and Lexi Smith. And Banks shooting her second free throw. Nothing but net that time. Knocks them both down. Does Logan Banks and Indians with a 22-5 lead against the Elmore County Panthers. And stolen again by Maya Richardson, but she'll get tied up by Addison Hicks. The ball flies out of bounds. I'll say it's last touch by the Indians. Patterson inbounds this one over into the hands of Hicks. Hicks looking back to give it to Addie Patterson out on that far side of the wing right by the baseline. She's not able to hold on to it, so a turnover on the Elmore County Panthers. And that's kind of been the story of the game here for the Panthers, just a lot of turnovers on miscommunication passes. And Banks on the free throw line. Underhand pass to Aaliyah Humphrey. Gives it right back to Banks. And Banks draws another foul there as she was standing about 3 feet away on the side of the basket. And Logan Banks heading back to the free throw line on back-to-back possessions.
Addie Hicks will draw her second foul of the night.
First free throw coming for Logan Banks and the Lady Indians. Stays perfect at the free throw line, does Logan Banks. She's 3-for-3, looking to go 4-for-4 here on this next shot. Raven Barris will check back into the game for the Elmore County Panthers as Addison Hicks will take a seat. Get some substitutions for the Indians as well. Coming out onto the floor is Kai Dillard in place of Madison McDade. And Zaria Peek will come out onto the floor, and Humphrey will take a quick seat in this one. Indians in this full court press, it's been really successful for them as the Elmore County Panthers finally find a way to get across the half court line and avoid an 8 second violation. Working in the low post was Lily Gill, but swatted with authority was Logan Banks. And on the fast break now were the Indians. Zaria Peek trying to get a layup. She had a nice pass from Lexi Smith, but they'll run in to some contact. And now there's an Elmore County Panther slow to get up. And while they check her out, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Back now in the Wetumpka Competition Gym, the woman down for the Elmore County Panthers was Cherish Foy. She has a three-pointer tonight, counting for 60% of the Elmore County Panthers' points. She's a little bit slow to get off. And Richardson will get a catch-and-shoot three from the inbound. Not able to have anything go. Offensive rebound from the Indians, but Zaria Peek steps out of bounds. She was looking to pass out onto the far wing to Lexi Smith. Hopefully Foy is okay. She's getting checked out right now. Try to get an update for her, for y'all as we can. Inbounding this one into the hands of Lily Gill, but Zaria Peek pokes it out, and body's on the floor now, but Elmore County Panthers able to stay with it, but just for a second as Zaria Peek gets the ball again and save the ball from going out of bounds. Heads up play there by Zaria Peek and throws it right into the gut of Jayla Wagner of the Elmore County Panthers, who's not able to wrangle it, and Indians will get ready to inbound it from below their own baseline. And a long pass from Zaria Peek over into the hands of Meyer Richardson and gives it right back to Peek, who finds Logan Banks working in that low post. And Logan Banks will pick up another offensive foul. That's her second one of the contest.
Banks seemed to be extremely confused on why they would call a foul there.
Not quite sure what it was on that one, but Indians with a 24-5 lead as the inbound is stolen by Lexi Smith. She was looking for somebody to pass it to, but Marley Hicks got up, got her hand on it, and the ball went straight out of bounds after that. And Ty Dillard will get ready to inbound it now for the Indians. And she does, over into the hands of Richardson. Richardson fires it over to Lexi Smith. Smith dribble driving and a 12-foot floater, and one What a shot from Lexi Smith, able to finish through contact. Gets a friendly roll off the front edge of the rim. Drops in through the hatch. And shooting her first free throw of the night is Lexi Smith with a chance for a three-point play.
Great way of taking things into her own hands, and instead of just passing the ball around the arc, she takes it in and gets that easy bucket.
And the and-one opportunity goes down for Lexi Smith. And Indians with a 22-point lead now, 27-5, with just over 2 minutes to go here in this first half. Ball on the floor again. Elmore County Panthers able to stick with it this time. And Jayla Merkerson pulls it away. She's got her first minutes in this one. Finds Lexi Smith on the fast break. Layup a little bit too strong, but rebound goes into the hands of Merkerson. She was looking to pass it to Kai Dillard, but it was intercepted by Addie Patterson. And we'll get a whistle on the floor. They'll get an Indian for a foul here, waiting to see who that one was called on. And they'll get Zaria Peak for her first foul of the night. Call her for a hold on that one. Also checking into the game now for the Lady Indians is Charlisa Gibbs. She'll take the spot of Lexi Smith. Lexi Smith has done it really well in this one. She has 8 points so far and a couple of steals to go with it. And they'll get a travel on the play from Marley Hicks. Looks like she bended that ankle a little bit weirdly, kind of hobbling back now, and hopefully she is all right. Basket was waved off there. 27-5, the Indians lead it. And a three off the mark from Maya Richardson. Rebound goes into the hands of Charlisa Gibbs just for a second, but Raven Barris was there to tie it up. Possession arrow points the way of the Indians, and it'll stay right here on this end of the floor. Gibbs inbounds it over to Richardson. Richardson, no-look pass to Kai Diller. That was a nice find there from Richardson, who gets the ball back from Dillard now, and Dillard with it, working on this close wing. Zaria Peak now in the corner with it. Richardson, catch and shoot three. Nothing but net that time. That's two threes already on the night for Maya Richardson. She's really shown her shooting ability for the Lady Indians so far this season. As we'll get a quick whistle from the referees, they'll get Charlisa Gibbs with her first foul of the contest, and close to the bonus are the Elmore County Panthers. They actually are in the bonus now, so heading to shoot a 1-1 is Jayla Wagner for the Elmore County Panthers. Indians with a 25-point lead, 30-5, with a minute and 10 seconds left to go. And it hasn't really felt like such a dominating game, but the Indians have really just done a great job of forcing turnovers. Their defense has just been absolutely impeccable throughout this first half. First free throw off the mark, and I apologize, it is not a 1-1. It is two free throws coming at the line for the Panthers and Jayla Wagner. Wagner shooting her second now. This one, toilet bowls around and drops out. And ball on the floor now, waiting to see who comes away with it. And it was Kai Dillard who passes it over to Maya Richardson. Richardson looking to do it all herself. A little underhanded layup, not able to go that time. And rebound goes into the hands of Wagner. But Indians were trying to fight for it, and I think they'll get Kai Dillard for the foul there. And Wagner will head back to the free throw line.
Some more chances here for the Panthers to maybe get some points up here. Have yet to hit double digits, so maybe they can get this rolling for them. But if not, it's looking like the Indians might have a game tonight.
Well, it was 11-5 at one point, and since then, Indians have gone on a 19-0 run. Panthers held scoreless here in this second quarter. Really haven't been able to get anything going on the offensive end of the floor. Wagner makes the back end of those two free throws. It's her first point of the night. And now the Indians' lead is 24-30-6. Richardson's pass was tipped by an Elmore County Panther, but good hustle from Richardson to stick with it as a three comes from Merkerson. She boxed out hard there, and Elmore County Panthers lose it and try to save it from going out of bounds, but they'll pass it right to Richardson, who fires a three as soon as she gets it off the mark. And coming the other way are the Elmore County Panthers. and stolen by Kai Dillard. Kai Dillard maybe trying to do it all herself. Loses the dribble for a second. Her and Merkison will run into each other. And the ball will roll out of bounds. Last touched by an Indian with 16.1 seconds left to go in this first half.
Looks like Dillard is actually going to get called for a foul there after bodies were flying all over the floor. Dillard will slip up on one of Elmore County's players, and it's going to be number 5, Jayla Wagner, who is yet again getting some free throws.
It's her third trip to the line here just in these last few minutes. Wagner 1-for-4 at the line thus far. First free throw coming for Wagner. Starting to find her groove a little bit. Wagner drops in that free throw, improving to 2 from 5 tonight. Second free throw about to come out of the hands of Jayla Wagner. This one a little bit too strong. Rebound goes into the hands of Kai Dillard. Dillard finds Richardson. Richardson was inside the paint and draws it back out now. Was looking for Charlisa Gibbs and found her. And back over to Richardson. Catch and shoot 3 off the mark. And stolen off the rebound by Charlisa Gibbs. But we'll get the halftime buzzer. Indians with a 30-7 lead. Everything coming up right here for Wetumpka in this first half. We'll take a quick break. And when we come back, it'll be time for the City of Wetumpka halftime show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
It's the 2025 Model Year Sales Event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier. Come to Collier.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
The City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. I'm Mitch Petrie, and alongside me, Chandler Ward. We've got Cyrus Bullock out here running the camera for us tonight. Appreciate their help. Indians with a 23-point lead at halftime. And Chandler, what are your takeaways from that first half?
Well, Mitch, I think the Indians are just kind of having a game here tonight. Not really, it seems like they're not really doing too much out there offensively, but just trying to get themselves some easy buckets. Like you said earlier, the score may be high for the Indians compared to the Panthers, but the Indians are just playing some very well defense, making sure they keep it very well contained. And on offense, offensively, they're just doing what they can. Now, I think the Indians, if they want to have a pretty big game here points-wise, they need to start playing full-court press. It's not very ideal just because of how far along they are already, but a full-court press is something I'd like to see.
Well, you talk about the Indians' defense, and they have been having a really good time out there so far. You got a couple Indians with quite a few steals. Lexi Smith has 5 steals, and Maya Richardson and Layla Culpepper both joining in on the fun. They've got 4 apiece, and if you add them all up, the Indians across the board have 22 steals already on the night, so just really doing a great job. And even you take away some of those steals, they forced a couple of turnovers as well. Your leading scorers so far for the Indians tonight, you've got 3 Indians with 8 points, and those are Queen Ballard, Lexi Smith, and Maya Richardson. A couple of different Indians getting involved here early. But if you're the Elmore County Panthers, what can you kind of do to get back in this one and make it a little bit competitive? It is a big lead, but you maybe hold the Indians to a few bad offensive possessions, get things going, and you're right back in this one.
First off, Mitch, I think the Panthers are going to need to press up a little bit. They are seeming to not really have too much care on defense, just allowing them to score and thinking they're going to get back on offense. Secondly, on the offensive side for the Panthers, they need to drive in more. They need to get in there, draw some fouls, because they're just kind of playing outside the arc in deep twos, and it would be working a lot better for them if they just get down in there in the paint and go to work.
Well, absolutely. You know, they've been playing some decent defense, but the Indians have really just kind of taken advantage of what the Panthers have given them. They found some open looks, caught a couple of threes to go down for them, had a couple of shots inside that low post. But, you know, as we kind of get ready for the second half, the Indians definitely want to keep their foot on the gas, not let this thing get any more competitive than it is now. Coach Winchester's got to be pretty thrilled with the way the Lady Indians are playing.
Absolutely. I definitely know that Coach Wynn is enjoying that these Lady Indians are 7-2, and this game continues on like this, soon to be 8-2. The Lady Indians are starting off hot this season, and I have a feeling it's going to continue to be that way.
Well, we certainly hope so, and we'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be time for second half action as the Lady Indians lead the Elmore County Panthers 30-7. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at radioalabamasports.net.
And it's time for second half action. Lady Panthers will get the ball to start things here in Wetumpka. Getting ready to inbound this one is Addie Patterson, and she will into the hands of Marley Hicks, who gives it right back to Stevenson. Ball sails over the head of a Panthers, and coming the other way on a fast break is Layla Culpepper, not able to get the layup to go that time, and Panthers coming the other way, bringing the ball across half court, was Stevenson. Ball in the hands of Raven Barris now, and she'll give it to Marley Hicks, who fires a three, and that one a little bit short, but good hustle there from the Lady Panthers to get the offensive rebound. And Hicks not able to save the pass that time. Layla Culpepper will come away with the steal. Culpepper started working the other way, but she'll draw a foul on the play, an early foul here for the Elmore County Panthers. 7 minutes and 28 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Just 30 seconds expired. That foul will go on Addison Hicks, and it's Hicks' fourth foul of the night, so gotta watch that one. One more foul to give, and she will have to sit for the rest of this one. Coach Apoler out of the game, onto the bench. Probably a good call there as the Lady Indians have some good ball movement. Find Queen Ballard in the low post. She lays it up and in, and Queen Ballard in two double-digit point total. She's got 10 on the night. Working the other way now is Addie Stevenson. She'll pass it into the low post, and Raven Barris, and Barris looking for an outlet, and she gives it right back to Stevenson. And Stevenson will give it over to Patterson, and Stevenson got the pass back from Patterson, was driving down low, floater from the free throw line off the mark, but they'll get Mari Richardson for the foul there on the shot. So heading to the free throw line for the Elmore County Panthers is Addie Patterson. First free throw, too strong off the iron, not able to go down. Second free throw coming from Stevenson. That one rolls around and drops through and cuts in to the Indians' lead, but they still lead by a sizable margin. 24 is the Indians' lead. As Richardson catches a cross-court pass from Culpepper, it'll work its way back over to Culpepper. Catch and shoot three off the mark that time, but it'll roll out of bounds after being last touched by Addie Patterson.
Haven't seen much of Culpepper tonight besides starting, and that would be her first three-fire there from the wing, which is her sweet spot. So hopefully we'll see some more threes come down from Layla Culpepper tonight.
Not able to hang on to the inbound pass was Logan Banks, Ball trickles out of bounds, and Elmore County Panthers working the other way. Across half court now is Marley Hicks. Hicks passes over to Gill. Gill driving inside in the paint, and ball comes out. It's poked out by Aaliyah Humphrey, and Logan Banks comes away with it, goes coast to coast, lays it up and in. Good job there from Logan Banks, getting and beating everybody down the court. Hicks driving down low, picks up her dribble at the low post and passes into the paint of Lily Gill. Lily Gill passes it over to Stevenson, who fires a three, but Stevenson gets her own miss. She'll come down on the hardwood, and they'll get a foul called on the Indians. And it'll be Culpepper picking up that foul, her first of the night. And as the inbound pass went into the hands of Lily Gill, they'll get a foul called on the Indians. Another one on Culpepper. So two fouls in the last 30 seconds or so for Layla Culpepper. And she'll check out of this one as Lexi Smith will come on and take her place. Your five out there for the Indians are Richardson, Banks, Ballard, Smith, and Humphrey. And stolen again by Aaliyah Humphrey. And taking it down low. Floater through contact, now able to get it to go. A little bit short off the mark that time. And Humphrey will get her opportunity to earn two at the free throw line. Humphrey, notably absent from the box score, hasn't had any points in this one, but she's got a chance to get on the board now.
Number 12 for the Panthers, Raven Barris, will pick up that foul, which sent Aaliyah Humphrey to the free throw line. She'll make her first.
First free throw drops in through the hatch for Aaliyah Humphrey, so Humphrey scoring her first points of the night on that free throw. And second free throw rolls in off the front iron and drops through. Two for two at the line on that trip was Aaliyah Humphrey. Panthers working the other way now, and with the rock now is Addie Patterson, looking for somewhere to go, but she'll pass it right into the hands of Humphrey. Humphrey trying to go coast to coast with it, and layup just a little bit too strong, rolls off the side of the iron, but an offensive rebound from Lexi Smith that brings it back out beyond the arc. Three off the mark, but an offensive rebound from Humphrey, who will give it into the hands of Queen Ballard. Ballard back over to Smith. Smith, another three off the mark this time, but another offensive rebound for the Indians and Aaliyah Humphrey. Floater off the mark, grabs her own miss. She's got it that time. Nice little 12-foot shot from Aaliyah Humphrey, and Indians with a 30-point lead. That'll force Elmore County to take a timeout. And as they take a timeout, we'll take one of our own. We'll be right back. Come on, the Collier Ford, Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Now, Elmore County Panthers with the ball, and it'll be poked out for a second by Queen Ballard, but sticking with it was Ollie Locke, and Locke looking for somewhere to go with it. She'll hit the ground before she can get the pass out, and he will come down. I'll cross the baseline, and it'll be a turnover on the Panthers. Richardson working the other way for the Indians. No look pass over to Lexi Smith. Passes it to Queen Ballard, and after a few passes, finds its way back to Ballard, who gives it to Aaliyah Humphrey. Catch and shoot three from the corner, right down the hatch. Aaliyah Humphrey and Indians with a 41-8 lead.
Humphrey must have been getting a big pep talk in the in the locker room over halftime because she has gotten her first 7 points over the span of this third quarter.
And Logan Banks steals it, goes coast to coast with it, lays it up and in, extending this Indians lead even further. Panthers with the ball now, and working with it is Bailey Adams. She'll pass it into the hands of Kiki Walker, who was looking to give it back. And it was stolen by Lexi Smith, who passes it to Richardson. As Richardson was bringing the ball across the free throw line, she'll get a foul on the back from Bailey Adams. And heading to inbound this one for the Indians is Aaliyah Humphrey.
And number two, Lily Gill will check in for 10, Ollie Locke on the Panther side.
Still no sign of Cherish Foy in this one. A notable absence for the Elmore County Panthers as she went down in that first one. Humphrey catches a pass on the wing floater from parallel width to the baseline. Not able to get it to go that time. But Queen Ballard is able to wrangle it and looking for an outlet. She's guarded face in the face. And it'll force Coach Wynn to take a timeout there, save a turnover on the Indians and Queen Ballard. We'll keep it here as the Indians lead it by 35. Panthers still trying to make it double digits, but really just an all-around strong defensive performance from this Lady Indian squad.
Absolutely, Mitch. The defense is what we need them to be. They've started full court pressing. Like I said earlier during halftime, they need that full court press. Sure, they're up by a lot of points, but it just shows that they still continue to care about the game. And Elmore County has just seemed to been broken down more and more from this Indians defense. So they continue this, and this is going to be one great game from the Lady Indians.
Well, it has been so far, maybe leaving a little bit out on the floor on the offensive side of the ball, but defensively can't ask for a much better performance than what you're seeing from the Lady Indians tonight. Coming out of this timeout, you'll have Humphrey, Banks, Ballard, Richardson, and Smith out on the floor. Aaliyah Humphrey will take a quick seat. Sorry, she won't. She'll actually be the one inbounding this one. And she will over top to Logan Banks and off the glass. Good layup there from Logan Banks, who is now in double-digit figures for the Lady Indians. Lily Gill working with it on the wing. She'll pass it down into the corner in Addison Hicks. Addison Hicks was looking for somewhere to go with it, but Maya Richardson jumps up, swats it out of bounds. And once again, it'll be the Elmore County Panthers having to inbound this one. And they will into the hands of Kiki Walker, who passes it over to Jayla Wagner. Three-pointer off the mark there for the Elmore County Panthers. And a catch-and-shoot three. Wow, nice bucket there for Maya Richardson, her first points of the second half. She's made three threes tonight. Showing off that shooting ability is Maya Richardson. And Richardson steals the ball right out of the hands of Kiki Walker, trying to do it all herself. Layup won't go that time, but an offensive rebound from Lexi Smith, who brings it out to the corner and lost her defender. But three off the mark that time. Rebound again goes to the Indians. This time it's Maya Richardson. She'll give it to Humphrey up at the top, and Humphrey directing traffic a little bit and give it to Lexi Smith. And Queen Ballard jumper from the free throw line in and out. Would have been a nice bucket there for the Indians as they lead 48-8.
Not something you see too often there from Queen Ballard taking a jump shot.
And Logan Banks will steal it, trying to go coast to coast. Nice from Logan Banks, lays it up and in. Good bucket there, and it'll force the Elmore County Panthers to take another timeout in this one. They've only got one left. 2 minutes and 13 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Indians with a 42-point lead. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
This is Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. I know buying or selling a home can feel overwhelming, but I promise you don't have to go through it alone. I'll guide you through every detail and keep things simple, clear, and stress-free. When you're ready to make a move in the River Region, call me, Kathy Thornton, with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
Wetumpka Indians stay connected thanks to Central Access. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Online at centralaccess.com.
And welcome back, Indians, with a sizable lead here in this one with 2 minutes and 13 seconds left to go. They'll inbound it, and Charlisa Gibbs will give it into the hands of Merkerson. And a three comes out of the hands of Charlisa Gibbs, much to the dismay of the Elmore County coach. He is barking at the official there for a second, but they do count the three there for the Indians and Charlisa Gibbs, I believe.
Gibbs getting her first points of the game tonight with a three, and she looks a little confused here after there's, like you said, Mitch, a little bit of confusion here between Elmore County's head coach and the refs.
And they'll actually, I think they just waved off the basket. Wait to see if the scoreboard updates. But I think they'll say, yeah, they will wave off the bucket, unfortunately, for Charlisa Gibbs. I think Elmore County's coach was saying that he was supposed to have the ball, which he was. He was the one who called a timeout. Can't call a timeout unless you're on offense. So just a miss there from the officials as a three comes out of the hands of Lily Gill. Too strong that time, and rebound goes into the hands of Merkerson. Gibbs with the ball. Now they're passing around. Zaria Peak driving down low. Nice layup there through a couple of arms. Good bucket and first points of the night for Zaria Peak.
Not too often do you see Peak driving in like that with her short stature there, but she'll get that, and pretty easy bucket there for her.
Sends a defender flying by with Zaria Peak. Buckets on back-to-back possessions for Peak, and she got the steal there as well. Went coast-to-coast with it. Showed off the athleticism there, making a woman miss. Panthers working the other way now and driving inside. Addison Hicks not able to go that time, and they'll get a foul called on the Indians. And picking up that foul for the Indians was number 34, Izzy Howell. And Macy Browse will check into the game now as well for the Indians, going with the full bench lineup here as the first free throw went down the hatch for the Elmore County Panthers. And the second one does from Zadison Hicks, who drilled them both. And finally, after a whole half and almost a whole quarter, the Panthers are in double figures now. Three comes for Charlisa Gibbs. She says, I'll take that one back. After they wave off her bucket, she said it doesn't matter anyway. Ball don't lie. Good bucket there from Charlisa Gibbs.
And fans will go crazy for that one, seeing Charlisa Gibbs get a three, because other night against Tallahassee, she had a pretty good game, getting two threes there and a layup.
And they'll get Macy Browse there for the tie-up. Foul, reach-in foul. I thought it was a tie-up originally. And waiting for a sign here from the official. I think they'll send them straight to the line. Will the Elmore County Panthers? And yeah, they will. Shooting for the Panthers, it's Lily Gill. Two coming at the line for the Panthers. First one off the mark after a few rolls around the rim for Wagner. Sorry, it's Lily Gill shooting at the free throw line. Second free throw coming for the Panthers. And that one off the mark as well. And Indians will come away with it after it bounces around a little bit. And Lillian Wellborn will get it and have to avoid the eight-second violation here. Running out of time and just barely bringing it across was Lillian Wellborn. Spin move and makes two women miss. Ball in the hands of Harwell now. Cross-court pass looking for Merkerson, but it trickles out of bounds. Turnover on the Indians.
Fans going a little crazy there after Wellborn had that spin move, sending number 30, Bailey Adams, flying into the scorer's desk.
That was a good move there. Panthers working the other way now, driving down low, and that was definitely a travel. Oh, they won't. They'll get Jalen Merkerson for the foul there. That was about four steps from Bailey Adams, but it'll be a foul on the Indians instead as they lead it 57-10. And two coming at the line now for Bailey Adams, still looking for her first points in this one. And first free throw drops down in the box score now is Bailey Adams. Adams about to shoot her second free throw. Just got the pass there from the official. Couple of dribbles. She'll settle in and too strong off the back of the iron, but she'll grab her own miss. Kind of shot right back to her. And she'll give it into the hands of Hicks. Now Hicks cross-court pass over to Marley Hicks. And back to Adams in the paint with a whole host of Indians around. A three-pointer off the mark for Jayla Wagner, and that's how this quarter will come to a close. Indians with a 57-11 lead after three. We'll be right back for fourth quarter action on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
And welcome back. It's time for fourth quarter action on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Lady Indians have dominated this one and looking to see them continue to do that as they get things started with the ball in the hands of Kai Dillard. Into the hands of McDade now. Some passing around the top of the arc. Good find there. And Madison McDade goes up for the layup. Not able to get it. And Kai Dillard tried to tie that one up. And I think they'll get a foul call on the they won't actually. They'll rule it a jump ball. So possession arrow points in the way of the Elmore County Panthers. But clock continuing to run here in this fourth quarter as the Indians take advantage of their sizable lead. Panthers pass it into the hands of Lily Gill working down low. First shot won't go, but good second chance points there for Marley Hicks. Cutting into that Indians lead just a little bit. Zaria Peak with the ball now. She'll bring it across half court. Makes a woman miss. Thought about the jumper from about 8 feet. Not able to get it to go. And Madison McDade lost it and into the hands of the Panthers and Addie Patterson. Marley Hicks with the ball now, getting a little bit of pressure there from the Lady Indians, finally able to bring it across half court. Hicks now will start driving, pick up her dribble, and pass it into the hands of Gill. Gill to Barris, and some good ball movement there from the Panthers, but nothing doing. Still can't find that open look. Trapped in the corner is Addie Stevenson. Good job to get out of it there. Marley Hicks with it now, trying to find an open shot. Playing some tight defense, though, is Macy Browse. Panthers still trying to find an open shot and not able to do so. Ball trickles out of bounds off the hands of Zaria Peak. It was Addie Patterson who had it and then lost it, and she'll get ready to inbound this one. And she will over into the hands of Stevenson. Stevenson guarded by Charlisa Gibbs. And she'll take it all the way up. Just in front of half court now, still trying to find some movement and not able to do so. Ball poked out, finds its way into the hands of Zaria Peak. Peak slowing things down now a little bit for the Lady Indians. He picks up her dribble and fires it to Gibbs. Gibbs over to Dillard and Browse now. McDade with it. And a good screen and roll there and drops in. First points of the night for Macy Browse. Good find there from the Indians. And Coach Winchester take a quick timeout with 2.5 minutes expired in this first quarter. And the Indians with a 59-13 lead.
I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate, from your first showing to the closing table. I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
Precision Floor Care are your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver price results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. Ready to get things back underway now, and the Panthers will inbound this one into the hands of Addie Stevenson. Stevenson picks up her dribble and fires it over to Patterson. Patterson gives it down to Hicks, and Hicks was driving down low, and they'll blow this one dead, and they'll get Kai Dillard for the foul, and heading to the free throw line is Addison Hicks. Clock still moving here, just under 5 minutes left to go in this one. Sorry, it won't be a free throw. Thought they called that one on the shot attempt, but they'll get it on the floor. Panthers inbound it now, and still looking for an open shot. Barris for three, off the mark. Offensive rebound from the Panthers. Second chance won't go either. That time was Addison Hicks.
It'll be Lillian Wellborn taking it up for the Indians here, I guess, playing point guard with all the starters out now.
And good ball movement here from the Indians, trying to find an open look. Lillian Wellborn with the ball now as Lily Gill goes for the steal, not able to come up with it. Ball bounced off the official there, but Macy Browse steps out of bounds after the ricochet from the Zebra and not able to go that time. A turnover on the Indians. They'll say she stepped on the line.
Browse looking a little upset there, probably thinking that the ref was in her way and a little bit of interference there, but still, a call is a call, and it'll go to the Panthers.
And ball on the floor now. Izzy Harwell was there to tie it up with Addie Stevenson. Possession arrow points the way of the Indians, so they'll get ready to inbound this one, and Kai Dillard will be the woman to do it. Time still ticking away here, 3 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. In this one, Indians 59-13. They lead it. You get some substitutions here for the Elmore County Panthers, but it'll be the same five out there for the Wetumpka Indians. And they finally get ready to inbound this one. 3 minutes and 8 seconds left to go in this one. Good pass there from Wellborn over to Dillard. Dillard, floater a little bit short off the mark, and Panthers coming the other way, trying to do it with some efficiency, but stolen right out of the hands of Marley Hicks. It was Kai Dillard able to come away with it that time. Browse with the ball now, and she'll pass it back to Dillard. Dillard. All five outside the paint here for the Indians. You'll see Lillian Wellborn start to work down inside cross court. And Browse with the ball now. Looking for a woman. It's in the hands of Izzy. And back over through Browse to Kai Dillard. Dillard picks up the ball now. And Indians taking their time, just not letting anything go without an easy shot. And going up and in. Kai Dillard, chance for an and one play here for Kai Dillard. 61-13, the Indians lead it, and possibly 62-13, depending on what comes of this free throw for Kai Dillard.
Lady Indians here looking for a 50-point game, just 2 points away from it. If their defense holds and their offense continues, this may very well be a 50-point game.
Well, it's been a dominating start to finish here from the Lady Indians. Time still ticking away. 1:40 left. Free throw was off the mark there from Dillard. Panthers taking their time a little bit here. It seems like they've lost a little bit of steam. And trying to get something going was Addie Patterson, not able to do so. I think the shot was blocked. There was a whole host of Indians there, not able to see exactly who got a finger on it. Couple of passes between Dillard and Wellborn. They'll continue to do so. Time still ticking away here, and looking for somewhere to go with it is Kai Dillard. She'll finally pass down low to McDade and off the fingertips of Madison McDade. The ball will trickle out of bounds and Panthers will inbound this one. It's Marley Hicks, the woman, to carry it across half court for the Elmore County Panthers. Hicks working inside. He'll pass it out to the top into the hands of Locke. Locke working around the outside of the key. She'll pass it over to Stevenson. Stevenson cross-court pass into the hands of Wagner. Wagner off the mark. That time rebound goes to Kai Dillard. In 25 seconds left on the clock, Indians can just dribble this one out if they'd like. She passes it over to Lillian Wellborn. Still got some offensive movement here for the Lady Indians. Puts her defender on skates as Lillian Wellborn lays it up and in. Good move there, and a good job to lay it up and in. 63-13, the Indians lead it with 5 seconds left to go. See if the Elmore County Panthers can make something happen at the buzzer. And 1 second left on the clock. Ball finds its way into the hands of Macy Browse, and she'll be the woman to get this one completed. Ball in her hands, and Indians with a dominating 50-point win, 63-13 over the Elmore County Panthers. Just an all-around great job there from the Lady Indians.
Absolutely, Mitch. Like I was saying, 50-point game. I saw it coming right there at the end. Wasn't expecting too much with only 25 seconds left, but Lillian Wellborn took it into her own hands, got her first points of the game, and made it a 50-point lead, ending it out very strong for the Lady Indians tonight, and an absolutely stellar game to watch.